died.
Would there be any veiled ways of saying that to spare someone's feelings? Or
passed away.
Would you have any crude, humorous ways of saying?
Bit the dust.
You might say, I'm glad that old skin flint finally. Would you know of any other ways?
Keeled over. Passed away.
I don't know what he died blank
of.
The place where people are buried would be a
cemetery.
If it's very small and maybe around a country church, you might call that a
church grave, churchyard, graveyard.
If it's on a farm, you might call it a
family burial ground.
The box that people are buried in would be a
casket or a coffin.
If he was an important man, everyone turned out for his
funeral.
The people dressed in black are all in
mourning.
Someone meets you on the street and says, how are you today? If you're feeling about average, you might say, oh, I'm
pretty well.
Someone is troubled, you might say, oh, it'll come out, don't
worry about it.
A disease of the joints is called
rheumatism.
A very severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat is called
strep throat.
And something very severe would be called a dip.
Diphtheria.
A disease that makes you yellow would be
yellow jaundice.
If you have your appendix taken out, you might say you had an attack of
appendicitis.
If a person ate something and didn't agree with him, it might not stay down. You would say he had to
throw up, vomit.
If he were very bad this way, you might say he was sick. If you said he was sick someplace, you might say he was sick.
Sick to his stomach.
If you had a neighbor that liked to gossip a lot, you might be talking about the situation and say, well, she'd hardly gotten the news when she came right over to my wife.
Tell my wife.
If you're going to be disappointed and it, if you're going to be disappointed if someone doesn't come, you might say, I be disappointed if.
Will be disappointed.
If both are going to be glad to see me, you say, we be glad to see you.
We'll be glad.
You might say to a young child, if you do that again, I'll
spank you.